I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The 27 words of the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution say, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The Second Amendment traces its roots to the English Bill of Rights of 1689, a response to the perceived excesses of King James II. The English Bill of Rights resulted in James II becoming the last English monarch to claim divine right over his subjects. Among the things that ultimately ended his reign was the fact that he disarmed those who dared speak against him. The fear of such tyranny was on the mind of James Madison 100 years later. Madison was among the founders who feared centralized government power, and he thus sought to ensure that the citizens of the states would retain the capacity to stand up, if necessary, to a tyrannical federal government. But that foundational idea and the words well-regulated militia would live to be the sources of controversy that continues to this day, as we will discuss in future episodes. Self-protection is more than a right, it's a duty, and that's why careful consideration of your life, casualty, and liability insurance coverage is essential to personal liberty. Before you renew a policy, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company insurance professional for a no-cost review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.